This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Feral.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And he's happy.
I was going to do that. Also, when I said it out loud, it sounds like I'm saying feral.
It does sound like you're saying feral.
Yeah. But
astute listeners will know we're in the P section.
Right. Or, yeah, just people who look at the their playlist. Yeah. That's kind of roughly around there. I feel like we've had this guy already, like, earlier. Wasn't there, like a Dreamlands entity that was just a pyromancer?
There's definitely a big fire guy.
Yeah.
This one has mouths full of terrible fangs.
Yeah, it's a great old one as opposed to a great one or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. This one is mildly different. He's like a big walking fire being. He's humanoid, unlike the other one, which was just a big pile of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole thing is everything he touches sets on fire, and you cannot extinguish the flames on him.
Right.
So he's Ignis from Torment.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically anything that is directly of him, so the fire can never be put out. The things that it catches on fire can be put out. And really his only thing is like the hook here is that even though the fire can never be extinguished by lack of oxygen, it still consumes oxygen. So he can suffocate adventurers if you're like in a temple with him or something.
He can suffocate the entire fucking world. Like the idea of this thing that just consumes oxygen on that level.
Yeah.
You know, cause he's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like we consume oxygen and don't put it back out.
No,
you know, but you put this on any planet without plants.
Oh geez.
Like you're fucked, you know. I would have thought this would have been really cool if he did not anything he set on fire could never stop burning.
Yes.
I thought that would have been really cool because a cool hook I was thinking of is if like, you know, the adventurers found some old retired adventurer who had dealt with him who has like a flaming hand.
Oh yeah.
And he's still alive, like he's addicted to morphine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he keeps his hand under like a flame retardant blanket.
Yeah.
You know, to just kind of like not set out everything else on fire, but then they reveal and his hand is just always burning. It's just like smoldering, crackling.
Well, the thing about running one of these games is you can just change that. Like you can just say, oh yeah, anything that sets on fire can't be, or there's just something special about this guy. You just, you get the result and you work backwards, Gary.
Oh, well,
I'm really tired of giving you tips on how to run campaigns, Gary. I'm carrying you like a baby.
I am baby.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.